there's a name for that. Hmm. Where the cow can't walk virtually, you cracks in. Hmm. What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen a bridge? It'd be, I see a bell out of steel rails, where they'd be so far apart, a cow get a leg and they won't cross it at all.
Yeah.
They just won't back off of it. And that's called a, what do they call when he was a kid, not a pig pen, but a pig sty, or I can't think of
that. That was my next question, was where you keep the pigs.
Yeah.
Okay. Is a pig pen or a sty open, or is there a sheltered part?
Jenny, you have a lean-to shed on pigs. Mm-hmm. You stay in a shed, we call it.
Okay. What, do you know where they used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
We kept it in the well. Mm-hmm. Or the spring.
Okay. Where would they keep
it? Well, you're going to use a water cooler. We use it for the spring. We use a well to cook the milk.
Mm-hmm.
But
where would they keep potatoes to keep them from freezing?
Under the house on straw.
Ah.
Hay.
Mm-hmm.
Or even in the field gathered up there with sawdust and sand and covered over with hay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where they can breathe.
Is there a name for that?
Yeah, potato kill.
Ah, good. Oh, good, yeah.
Potato kill. Most people, now this is very common use as a potato kill. Mm-hmm. Even a farmer's just got a small garden. He said, well, I had a good crop this year. I got me a potato kill. Where you got? I got it under the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some warm place out of the house where they won't sprout out, but maybe cut it where they won't freeze.
Mm-hmm.
You call it a potato kill.
What do you call the commercial farm where they just have milk and butter?
A dairy.
Okay. And the place where, around the barn, where the animals walk around?
The pasture.
Well, closer in.
No. The lot. They call it a lot.
And do you know anything about raising cotton? This is not cotton country.
If you're asking me, yeah. No, but go ahead.
Well, do you know what they call it when they get the
chopping.
Weed? What does that mean?
Chopping cotton.
That's the right term, but
well,
what do you
now
mean
they
by
both
it?
Chopping cotton. They're chopping the weeds and cotton to thin it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah, that's right. Where did you learn that if you don't
well,
have cotton?
Well, I never raised the cotton, but I know that's what to do. When you say chopping cotton, you just sow it real thick, you know, then you chop it out where it grow, and the grass too, and leave one or two stalks standing, you know, in case maybe on a certain distance. I don't forget what distance, but yeah, that's what it is, 12 inches apart. So.
What do you call undesirable grass in a cotton field? What kind of grass would it be?
In a cotton field?
Well, I guess in any field, stuff you didn't want.
Well, they call it here, now, this, I don't even know what this is, I never looked it up. They call it Jimson grass.
Mm.
That's one name. I don't know where that's even in the dictionary. They call it a Jimson grass. They have a sage grass. You said in the cotton field.
Mm-hmm.
And grass, well, that's more or less a vine. You have a lot of cuckleburrs. You heard of cuckleburrs?
I don't know what they are, but I've heard of
them. Right here full of cuckleburrs.
Oh.
And so you said grass, but I'm saying cuckleburrs. Man, I got to thin them cuckleburrs. I take my cotton over.
Uh-huh.
Or corn, in the case, baby.
Yeah.
I've seen them there, I think, 6 foot high.
Oh, gosh.
And
I always thought they were little.
Referring to bird dogs, just thanks to what I'm saying, I've always had setters with long hair.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go on, I always trim them, pick clippers and trim them. Cuckleburrs eat them up.
Mm-hmm.
But you said grass. There's another Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now I'm getting the right word. That's the key one, and we have a lot of Johnson grass. You might tell me, I don't know what Johnson grass, it looks like sagegrass to me, but it's tough, real tough. When it's small, it's tender for cattle. They get up large, man, and you have to tie a rope around to pull it up. It's tough.
Mm.
But that's one worst thing about the cotton field of Johnson grass. Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to think of. They call it Johnson grass. Why Johnson, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Cotton and corn grow in
a field.
And what is a smaller area?
A garden.
Well, you might just grow watermelons or strawberries.
Patch.
Okay. And what do you call the type of fence that you might have around the house with little boards with pointed?
Rail fence.
Well, with just little.